محمد والی محمد
واجد فاجد. If my younger brothers could come in the front as I requested you last night, all the younger brothers, inshallah, should sit in the front. Please recite Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
All the youths, please come forward and sit in the front. Come on, please. The youths. Inshallah, from tomorrow I don't have to say, inshallah, all the youths will come and sit in the front. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa ajjil fajr. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha. صلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعجل. بسم الله.
Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajjil farajahum. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-majid, qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dassaha. Dear brothers, yesterday, if you remember, I recited 10 verses from Surah Ash-Shams, and as I told you, our subject is on the last two verses. But if you remember, yesterday, the first two verses of Surah Ash-Shams, in which God Almighty said, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, I told you the Mufassireen are informing us that Shams, the sun, means the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Qamar, the moon, means Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajjil farajahum. The verses are informing us that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is completely following the Prophet, peace be upon him, in everything. Yesterday you've heard the historical proof that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is following the Prophet in everything. That's why Prophet said, follow Ali ibn Abi Talib, because he is my real follower. He is completely following me. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is following the Prophet in everything. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is following the Prophet in his knowledge. And this is a lovely point, that Prophet had great knowledge and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has the same knowledge of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That's why we see in the history, whenever anybody had any question, if in the beginning he went to the wrong person, at the end he came to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And he asked Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And we see in history that Imam Ali, because he had the knowledge of the Prophet, peace be upon him, every time he used to say, Saluni, Saluni, qabla an tafqiduni. Keep asking me, ask me whatever you want to ask me. Now I want to quote a lovely narration. After the Prophet, as you know, some rulers came in power. One of the rulers came in the power, and a man came to the ruler. Now see what a great knowledge Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib had. He is the follower of Prophet, peace be upon him. He is following the Prophet in Prophet's knowledge. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib's lovely story. In the time of one of the rulers, a man came to the ruler and he said, O ruler, I eat the meat without slaughtering the animal. He was a Muslim and he came to the ruler and he said, O ruler, I eat the meat without slaughtering the animal. The ruler said, what do you mean? You are a Muslim. How can you eat meat without slaughtering the animal? The man said, not only this, rather I witness without seeing. You know, you cannot witness without you see. So the ruler got more angry. You know, this ruler was every time getting angry. So he got more angry. He said, what the hell are you saying? How can you witness without seeing? And he said something else. The man said, I pray without wuzu. The man got angry. The ruler got angry. And he said, go and cut his head. He is not Muslim anymore. Just when he gave this order, suddenly Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib came.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajjil. Imam Ali came. And Imam Ali said, why are you ordering to kill him? Whatever he has said, he is saying the right thing. Now I want to ask the question from my youths. What do you think? Is it really right? It seems to be, you know, confusing question. He's saying that I eat the meat without slaughtering the animal. While we are not allowed to eat the meat without slaughtering the animal. He's saying that I pray without wudu. He's saying that I witness without seeing. How could it be possible that this is right? But Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying this is right. He's not wrong. The ruler asked, Ya Ali, okay, tell me, what are you saying? How can he be right? Imam Ali said, the man is saying that I eat the meat without slaughtering the animal. We eat the meat of fish without slaughtering the animal. So he's not wrong. Look, the knowledge of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he knew everything. Okay, so the ruler said, oh Ali ibn Abi Talib, he is saying that he gives witness without seeing.
So Imam Ali said, what's wrong with it? He didn't see Allah, he gives witness. He didn't see the day of judgment, he gives witness. He didn't see the paradise, he gives witness. He didn't see the hell, he gives witness. So what's the wrong with it? He said, okay, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, I accept all these things. But he is saying that he prays without wuzu. Now what do you think, what is the answer for it? Would you like me to give the answer today or tomorrow? Okay, so recite aloud salawat. Okay, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, the man is saying he prays without wudu. How could it be possible? It's not allowed. Imam said, Namaz-e-mayyit, Namaz-e-janaza, the prayer which we pray for the dead body, in that prayer we don't need to do wuzu. It's not wajib to do wuzu. So he prays without wuzu. So what's the wrong in it? Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This is knowledge of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Not only this, a Christian came to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and he said, Ya Ali, I have few questions. You know, he is real follower of Prophet, peace be upon him. He had the same knowledge of Prophet. Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. What knowledge I have, the same knowledge Ali ibn Abi Talib had. A Christian came to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and he said, Ya Ali, I have few questions. I will ask you. If you reply, I'll become Muslim. Imam Ali said, you will ask me the questions or I tell you what are your questions? Will you ask me what are your questions or you'd like me to tell you what are your questions? The Christian was surprised and said, you can tell me what are my questions? Imam said, yes, I can tell you what are your questions. Imam told him three questions. I'll tell you those three questions. And the answer I want from the youth from 5 to 15, anybody who brings the answer, he'll inshallah get the gift from me inshallah for tomorrow. The three questions the man asked, Imam Ali said, your first question is that, what is the name of the first fountain? What is the name of the first spring in the world? Not today, tomorrow. What is the name of the first fountain on the world? What is the name of the first spring on the world? This is the first question. What is your second question? Your second question is that, what is the name of the first tree on the world? And the third question, what is the name of the first stone on the world? Now Imam Ali also gave him the answers and he became Muslim and he heard the answers. Inshallah, the answers will be given from the brothers inshallah tomorrow. Anybody who gives the answer, brothers or sisters, age from 5 to 15, inshallah they'll get the gift. So look, this is knowledge of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was following the Prophet in his knowledge, following the Prophet in his everything, in his fasahat, in his balaghat, in his karamat, in his sharafat, in everything. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was like the Prophet, peace be upon him. Only difference was that he was not Prophet. He was successor of Prophet. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So now, Prophet is saying, because Ali ibn Abi Talib is completely following me, you all, not only Shias, all the Muslims should follow Ali ibn Abi Talib. And now, let's go and follow Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, khayrun nufusi azkaha. The same verse in Surah Al-Shams is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, with a little bit difference. That Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is teaching us that successful is the one who was able to change his bad habits. It's very important. As yesterday I told you, that how important it is for us to change our bad habits and to create and develop good habits. The psychology after thousands of experiments is telling us that 95% of what we achieve, what we get, is because of our habits, is result of our habits. And when we see some people are really happy in their life, it's because of their habits. Successful people have successful habits. And now I want to ask another question. What do you think? When will we achieve happiness? Some people think that if I become the richest person of the world, then I'm happy. What's your opinion? What do you think? That if you become the wealthiest person of Calgary, you'll become happy? Some people think. Some people think that if we get the power, for example, if I become the mayor of Calgary, or for example, if I become the mayor or president of one country or one city or the whole world, they think that then I'm happy. But no. Some people think our happiness is in money, in wealth. Some people think that our happiness is in power, but it's not. Psychology, again, after thousands of experiments, is informing us that 85%, not one or two, 85% of our happiness depends on the quality of our relations. For example, if you are millionaire, billionaire, you have the whole wealth of the world, but your own son doesn't respect you, will you be happy? Your own daughter doesn't respect you, will you be happy? Your own wife doesn't respect you, will you be happy? Of course, no. If you had the whole power in the world, nobody respects you, nobody loves you, you didn't have any friends, will you be happy? No. Of course, no. Why? Because your happiness does not depend on money, on power, on wealth. Rather, 85% of our happiness, your and mine happiness, depends on the quality of our relationship. And now psychology is saying that after this, 85% of our happiness depends on our relationships, and our relationship depend on our habits. Lovely. If you had good habit, like good habit of good manners, you'll be happy. For example, you have the good habit of forbearance, you have the good habit of patience, you have the good habit of sabr, everybody will love you. You have the good habit of being kind with people, everyone will love you. But God forbids, if somebody had the bad habit of bad manners, if somebody had the bad habit of anger, will people love him? If somebody had the bad habit of being rude with people, will people love him? Of course, no. So 85% of your happiness depends on the quality of your relationship, and your relationship depends on your habits. If you had good habit, you will have good life. And if you had bad habit, you will have a bad life. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
सलवात पढ़ते हुए और आगे जाएं, पीछे लोग फंसे हुए, भर मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद सलावात।
इस साइड सलवात और कम फॉलो। वाजिल फरज।
भर मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद सलावात।
अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ले अला वाजिल फरज। Please recite salawat and come forward, because there's a very... Nare takbir, Nare risalat, Nare haidari, Nare haidari. Recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now I want you to quote a philosophical point regarding habits. Now, you know, what is philosophy saying about habits? From last night and today night, I talked about psychology, how psychology is paying importance to habits. But now I wanted to quote a lovely sentence from philosophy, that what is philosophy saying about habits? But because of the shortage of the time, I'll leave it for tomorrow. That what is philosophy saying? What is habits? Where does it start from, and where does it finish to? But as I told you last night, if just you had one bad habit, you can destroy your whole life. And if you just had one good habit, you will have the best life in this world and in hereafter. There's a lovely narration. A man had just one good habit of saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a lovely habit. You know, we've been asked usually that before you eat food, you have to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay? Every children know. So now, this man had the habit of saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before starting everything. When he used to sit, he used to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When he used to get up, he used to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When he used to talk with somebody, he used to start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He had the habit of saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before starting everything. I start this good action, I start this action by the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Now the narrations are informing us, the same guy, when he dies in the day of judgment, when the book of his action will be given to him. I'm telling you that, look how important is just one good habit. If you just had one good habit, it could save you, your life in this world and hereafter. Now, because of just one good habit of saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the day of judgment, when the book of his action will be given to him, when he'll get that book of action, what will he say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then he'll open that book to see what action he has performed in the world. He will again say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when he will open the book of his action, he will see that there is no sin in the book of his action. And he'll be surprised. He'll say, oh my God, Ya Allah, what is this? Oh, I was not infallible. I was not masoom. I had many mistakes. I had many sins. Not purposely, but I had some mistakes. But there is no sin. There's no mistake written in the book of my action. The reply will come. Do you know why? Because you open this book by saying, I open this book by the name of God, the most merciful, the most beneficent. So Allah said, when he's calling me by my mercy, I am the most merciful. I'll forgive all of his sins. Just one good habit, and he was saved from the fire of hell. Allah Akbar. So we should try to create good habits, inshallah. And if you just go and see in Karbala, you know, just one good habit saved Hur. He had the good habit of respect. He used to respect Imam Hussein. He used to respect Ahlul Bayt. Because of just one good habit, he became Husseini. He came to the path of Imam Hussein. And if you go and see Ibn Sa'd Shimr, because of habit, one bad habit of love of money, Shimr was killing Imam Hussein. When he sat on the chest of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein asked him, don't you know me? Who am I? I'm son of Zahra. He said, I know you. So why are you killing me? Shimr said, because Yazid will give me money. So just because of one bad habit, love of money, he's killing Imam Hussein. So be careful. Habits are very important in our life. If God forbids anybody had bad habit, he could destroy his whole life. And if alhamdulillah, inshallah, we had the good habits, we could inshallah live a better life in this world and inshallah in hereafter. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now before I go to Urdu speech, because today in Sunday school I had a program, and there one brother and one sister, I promised them that I'll bring gift for them. The brother, come please forward. He read Iqamat before the namaz, such a little child. So I promised him that I'll give gift for him. Please recite salawat for him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa ajjil farajah. And this gift is for the sister. Please, inshallah, later on pass to the sister. She told us this good story about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. This is how we have to encourage our children, give gifts to them, and inshallah make a good image of Imam Barga, that when they come to Imam Barga, they'll get something, inshallah, spiritually and also in worldly matters. So your children will come more and more to Imam Barga, and they'll never forget that once in Muharram I got a gift because of such a good action, inshallah. And as I told you, I promised you, inshallah, tomorrow I'll give gift to that child, inshallah, who'll bring the answers, the three answers which Imam Ali gave answers to that Christian. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.